I was always interested in science. That was always my, science and math were always my prime areas of interest. So outside of classwork, I was always doing something in science. I had a biology lab at home, I had a chemistry lab at home, I had a telescope, and I used to do science fair projects, which were mostly in mathematics. So I just was interested in everything to do with science. And I would spend my summers, beginning around eighth grade is when I began to spend my summers working in labs over the summer to get some experience, science at a higher level. Well, I think my interest in science goes back to my earliest memories as a toddler. My earliest memories is my father telling me stories about scientists. He was a lawyer, he wasn't a scientist, we didn't have any scientists in my family. But he used to tell, instead of telling me about Jack and the Beanstalk, he used to tell me stories about, I remember, you know, the story about Madame Curie and Pierre Curie, the discovery of radium, and this, and Louis Pasteur. And I think from that moment, you know, it always had this climactic moment of discovery. And from that moment onwards, I that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be involved in the subject when you were making those discoveries. So I used to carry on books on astronomy or science all the time from that point onwards. And, hasn't changed since. I feel like I'm lucky still living the life of a little boy, you know, trying to make those discoveries and trying to make contributions that add to the knowledge that we as humans have gained about the universe. So I feel the same way. I still have the same attitude. I work on many different subjects. I look for the most interesting puzzles, the most interesting opportunities to discover something new. That's what I'm most interested in, no matter what particular area of physics it's in. So I'm just looking for good puzzles and good questions. On this planet, humans are the only living things that actually ask questions about the universe in which they live, and also have the capability of and desire to seek the answers. And essentially, what's been happening over most of the course of human history is that the most important breakthroughs in our technology have come about because of people asking questions about fundamental science first and discovering they had to invent new technologies in order to address those questions. And then later, those new technologies find various applications. It's been much rarer that important breakthroughs occur by trying to make a particular application and inventing a solution to it. Those tend to be shorter range things. So, number one, I think the reason why it's important to society is because it helps us express our humanity, our natural curiosity to understand the world. And number two, because we've found historically that it drives advances in technology and improves our lives. Well, I'd say try to get involved in science. I think a lot of students think that the only way you get access to science is in school or maybe in books. But the way to really understand what science is to get involved in research. And if you go to your local universities, local colleges, knock on doors, in fact, I did that. That's when I started doing that around grade 8. Eventually, you're going to find somebody who's willing to let you in that door and let you in their lab and let you get some experience. And then you get to see how exciting science really is. It's one thing when it's in a book and you kind of know if you could leave to the end of the book, you'll find the answer. It's quite another when you're in the lab trying to discover the answer and it's not clear if you'll ever find the answer or what the answer will be. It's like a, you know, then you realize what science is really about.